From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Thank you, Chucky Baby. Welcome to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today, ooh, close your eyes, Grandma, you've been Super Flower Blood Moon. Now, I'm not a particularly superstitious person. However, I've had a few odd things happen this week in my life. I've also noticed more than our share of very strange things happening this week in sports, too. On Wednesday, May 26th, we saw 2021's appearance of the Super Flower Blood Moon. Now, let's break this thing down one piece at a time for us astronomically challenged people. Number one, Wednesday was a full moon. It happens every 28 days. Number two, this particular full moon also occurred on the day where the Earth and the Moon were at their closest point together for the entire year. Now that's called a supermoon. May's full moon was already known as the flower moon, as it marks the time of year when the spring flower growing season gets underway in the Northern Hemisphere. And number four, this full moon was part of a lunar eclipse, when the nighttime moon appears to turn the color orange, a blood moon. You got it? Though Wednesday's supermoon probably does not have anything to do with the Man of Steel, it does appear that the sports world recently received a dose of orange kryptonite this week, as there have been some really strange things happening the past several days. Exhibit A. Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There he goes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek.
Yes, a streaker took to the baseball field during a rain delay in Washington, D.C. at the Nationals versus Reds baseball game. The streaker was cheered by the home crowd as he slid in front of the large tube which is used to unroll the infield tarp during the rain delay. He then crawled inside of that roller tube as the crowd then booed the workers who were trying to extract him. Exhibit B, professional golf saw Phil Mickelson, 50-year-old Phil Mickelson, literally come out of nowhere to grab a two-shot victory at the PGA Championship and win his sixth major championship. Now, the crowd in South Carolina spontaneously erupted and ran down the 18th fairway and encircled the green before Mickelson even got to the green to two-putt for his win. Though that's not an unusual occurrence in the British Open, it doesn't often happen here in the United States, until this week. Then there was the post-game television interview where grumpy runner-up Brooks Koepka stopped in mid-sentence to scowl at his arch-enemy Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau and his caddy grabbed their golf clubs and were leaving the course but made the mistake of walking behind Koepka as he was being interviewed. Oh, don't do that to Brooks, it makes him mad. Both players seem to be acting rather childish lately with this so-called feud. But if next month's U.S. Open wants some higher TV ratings for rounds 1 and 2, a pairing involving Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau would do the trick. Exhibit C on the weirdness thing for this week. The NBA takes the award for the largest number of odd things to have occurred during the first week of the playoffs. During the NBA's regular season, many of the franchises did not permit basketball fans to attend the home games, so the players performed in relative silence on many nights. Recently, several states, though, have relaxed their COVID restrictions, and so some of the teams are now allowing fans to attend playoff games. Some NBA stars have not been happy about that change after this last week. On Wednesday, the night of the Super Flower Blood Moon, remember, in the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia 76ers fans enhanced the city's cringeworthy reputation as having the least sportsmanlike fans in professional sports. After the Washington Wizards star guard Russell Westbrook injured his ankle during the fourth quarter of Game 2, a Philadelphia fan dumped a carton of popcorn onto Westbrook's head as he was being escorted off the court and into the locker room. The popcorn-tossing fan was identified and he has been suspended from the arena for the entire next year. The arena's operations president said, quote, "We're proud to have the most passionate fans in the country and the best home court and home ice advantage around, but this type of behavior has no place in our arena." Well, I guess he won't be popping up anytime soon. Meanwhile, in New York City, and it, of course, happened on Wednesday's full moon night, a fan of the New York Knickerbockers actually spit on Atlanta guard, yes, I said it right, Atlanta guard Trae Young while he was standing along the Hawks' sideline. The frothy offender has been identified, and as in Philadelphia, the rowdy fan has been banned from Madison Square Garden indefinitely. Well, you want some more from basketball? I'll give it to you. In Salt Lake City, on Super Flower Blood Moon Wednesday, three overzealous fans of the Utah Jazz have been banned indefinitely after hurling more than just a few "Welcome to Utah" comments toward the family of Memphis Grizzlies star guard Ja Morant. Other rowdy fans in the section did the right thing and they alerted the arena cops to haul off the offenders. Utah Jazz fans are well known within the NBA's Western Conference group of teams as being the Philadelphia of their West. This trio of Utah stooges was escorted out of the arena, and now they are banned from the arena indefinitely. Now Exhibit D. Tim Tebow. Remember him? He took the field this week for the Jacksonville Jaguars, not as a quarterback, but as a tight end. Yes, the former University of Florida and Denver Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow signed a contract in the last week and became the fourth tight end on the Jacksonville NFL roster. The 34-year-old athlete has never played a down at tight end at any level before, but his new number 85 jersey in Jacksonville? It's already the NFL's bestseller after just 1 week.
Excellent.
Exhibit E. Did I mention that billions of cicadas have surfaced in 15 states that generally are located north of the Mason-Dixon line? Appearing for the first time since 2004, these noisy and lovelorn insects are part of a sinister-sounding bug group called Brood X. According to one source, they've been living in a COVID-like existence underground and sucking on plant sap for the last 17 years. Once the soil temperatures reached 64 degrees, and these bugs must be smart to know that, up to 1.5 million cicadas per acre in some areas have been surfacing and will hang around for a month or so and undertake their 17-year mating ritual. And after 17 years, well, we won't go there. The noisy males emerge making very loud buzzing sounds, like 96 decibels, the sound of a nearby jet, in order to attract a partner. Wonder if those female cicadas are either a little deaf or maybe they're simply playing hard to get. You know how it is, guys. Scientists believe that by emerging in mass, it has helped these noisy bugs survive predators and be able to mate successfully. Hey, let's face it, birds and small mammals can only feast on so many of those cicadas in a relatively short period of time without getting their own version of cicada indigestion. Within a few weeks of surfacing and a little frolicking, the female cicadas will then lay billions more of Brood X cicada eggs as these creatures return into the ground once again. It all sounds like a movie that should be shown on a Saturday Night Svengoolie TV show, doesn't it? Well, after seeing how weird all of these above-ground humans in the U.S. have been acting in the last year or so, maybe these cicadas are pretty smart to be heading back underground soon. It might be a much saner place to live for the next 17 years. I'm Swamp Swami,